The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This is a terrible story. The murder of a journalist in Northern Ireland last year. Adam.
This has been quite a thing since it happened. Yeah, in Londonderry, in Northern Ireland, as you say, in April last year, Lyra McKee was shot dead. And as it turned out, shot dead by dissident Republicans. So the fact is Northern Ireland is a much more peaceful place, but there are still these hardline nutters, the so-called new IRA. And she was hit by a bullet. It appears they were trying to shoot police officers, and she kind of got in the way, Mrs. McKee. But the thing is, there's been no remorse. There's been no apology. And in fact, the new IRA said that Mrs. McKee basically was caught in the line of fire because she was standing with the enemy. And that's how they view independent journalists doing their job in difficult situations in the middle of a riot, as it happened in Northern Ireland.
I know. Well, I mean, the man's been charged. He'll be punished and all the rest of it, but it doesn't bring back the life of Lyra McKee. Now, we've got this problem here. There's a story from Britain in relation to the coronavirus that the UK government has given police unprecedented powers, allowing officers to force those at risk of the virus into quarantine. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's quite a thing, isn't it? And it's a real change. And it's because, essentially, it stems from the fact that somebody at one of the quarantine units near Liverpool wanted to leave. And they were perfectly in their rights to leave, although, of course, all the medics were saying, please don't, because you're meant to be in isolation for 14 days. But the person decided they wanted to, at which point they managed to persuade them not to. But ultimately, the government's decided they need to force people, therefore, to remain in quarantine if necessary, or indeed put them into quarantine if necessary. We've had 9 cases now in the UK, a 9th case confirmed today. And some of them have emanated from this one particular traveller in Brighton who's sort of been around the world. But the fact is, the rate of increase may have slowed, but that still means it's increasing. They can't fool us into thinking it's not a problem still.
Absolutely. Well done. Well done. Thank you for that, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London. I should point out that British Airways have cancelled all flights to and from China, mainland China, and leading experts are warning that the coronavirus poses a greater global threat than terrorism. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus from the World Health Organization says the first vaccine is at least 18 months away. And he said the virus is more powerful in creating political, social, and economic upheaval than any terrorist attack.